go. They bring it across the timeline. Leilani with it. Ooh, it looked like a travel call, and they do pick it up. Maddie Newman caught the high pass from Brandle. And Brandle just kind of tiptoed a little bit as she tried to collect it and turns it back over to Galena. So they'll try to take the lead. There's been four lead changes already as the girls getting after it here early. Here's Adam Kaganik out there with Emma Morgan, and now they go cross court over to Bolivar. She tries a shot in there, can't take it, goes back to Pearl. Pearl drives the lane, gets it, and one. Count the basket. Pearl Green with the two-pointer. So right now, I think we're good to go as folks are joining us at the three-minute mark of the first quarter, and Pearl Green just put Galena back on top. Fifth lead change of the first quarter, and now by two as she completes a three-point play. For the King Cove rookies, they'll get back to Elena Mack. Over to Brandle, and oh, wide open was Newton on the far side. They didn't get her. Mack takes it back on a dribble. Now goes over to Newton out on the three-point line, drains a three. Newton's feeling it this morning or this afternoon. And Green will bring it across for the Lady Hawks. Pearl, she'll just pull up and hit the three. They take the lead back again. Pearl Green just measured her dribble there. Brandle was on one side, and Sadie was inching up, and then she just said, I think I'll shoot right now. And Green makes it 20-17. Here's Newton. Puts it on the floor again as it got knocked loose. Tries to get past Kaganik. Stopped there. Throws out and stolen away by Green. Green will try to beat Newman down the sideline there. And then Maddie picks up the pushing call. Trying to stay in front of her as she did the little hesitation dribble and speeded back up. Went to the baseline and got Newman with the contact. Rita Kazakin will check in. They started to give the ball in play, and it was like, oh, a little quick there, guys. Kaganik coming over from Scammon Bay. He's on the state championship team back there, I think, as a freshman, I believe it was. And Kaganik in and out on the shot there. She posts up. Mack chases down the long rebound. Morgan gives her problems in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Brandle. Over to Duarte. Duarte, high pass over the top. Hits Brandle, and Mack gets the handoff over there for the long three. That won't work. Coming up to 1.5 minute mark here in the first quarter, and still a 20-17 lead now for Galena. Biggest lead of the game, I think, has been three. And Kaganik spins in on Newman, and Maddie takes it away. Here comes King Cove back the other way. Newman bounced past to Duarte. Pull-up shot for Mack from Duarte and can't get it to go. Rebound off to Haley O'Rourke. This is Pearl Green now for the Lady Hawks. Green switches hands, goes right, getting a hand on her, and the shot was Rita. Kazakin picks up the second team foul. Or no, wait a second. Trying to look at the board here, the fifth team foul, I'm sorry. Two on Galena. And Green at the line with a couple of free throws. First one is good. So now the largest lead of the game at four. And make it five as Green perfect on the free throws. Here is Mack. Goes cross court over to Kazakin. Now they work it over back to Mack on the left side. She finds Brandle. Brandle will fire for three. Getting a piece of it with Kagani coming out long and got a hand on it. Now she'll get it back in the full court. Finds O'Rourke running the other side, and she can't get the shot to drop. Good pass from Adam, but O'Rourke couldn't convert, and Mack will come back trying for the three. This shot off, but tipped around. Brandle comes up with it. Leilani on the pass out. Stolen, tipped, and stolen by Green. Pearl head to Adam. Adam taking a long stride. This time, again, she passes off. And the shot not there. for Marissa Bolivar. And I think Kagani's going to take it herself next time. And as the quarter comes to an end, Mac's shot bounces high and off, and we have a 22-17 score after one. Well, an entertaining first half, and both teams really getting after it. And we're going to be back in 60 seconds for second quarter action.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
That was King Cope on top there at the 17-15 mark. And then the three-pointer from Green on the step back, put him back on top. So we got a good one, just as expected. We kidded athletic director Chris Perk here about saying, boy, it's like having a championship game right off the bat. And I want to thank our stations for hanging in there as we got things rolling here. Sorry about that. I check out these systems the night before and then can show up and still something that I got to make a mark on this box. I think it jostled around and we ended up like that. Anyway, we're going to get ready for second quarter action here if I filled in part of the void. I want to welcome you folks to the opening round game of the Homer Winter Carnival Tournament. And it's Galena, number 2 rated Lady Hawks at 3A, and a number 1 rated defending state champion King Cove Rookies from 1A. And we got ourselves a ball game, as here's Mac, almost picked off there by Green. She was waiting for Mac to put the ball on the floor. Instead, she was caught it and went the other way. This shot by Sadie doesn't go, and there's a Rowan using her height to get another rebound. Ball saved back, but picked up by Newton. Comes back now to Mac over on the left wing, and she's got a three. So Mac pulls the Rookies within two. Now Green will try one, and she had Newton and Brandle right near her, split the two of them with a dribble, and then nails another three-pointer from the left side, 25-20, a minute into this second quarter. As Green has been untouchable from the outside. She is hot. Here's Duarte in the lane. One dribbles it, gets fouled as he puts up the shot. The foul is going to go on the Lady Hawks' Marissa Bolivar. And to the free throw line goes Jayla Duarte, one of the seniors on this squad. For King Cove, is the first one is good. She's got one more coming up. We'll probably take a two-minute break of the half to get caught up with that first quarter that we weren't really able to keep track of scoring-wise. Duarte rolls the second one in. Just a heads-up for you folks out there on the boards. So a 25-22 score, and in the corner for the Lady Hawks, the ball goes, and there's Kaganik spinning inside and gets a two. Nice pass there from Charlotte Leopold, as Kaganik's two-pointer back to a five-point lead, 27-22. Galena, the largest lead of the game, has been five, this lead right now. This pass tipped. Nicely done there by the defensive Bolivar. And it comes off of then the hands of Newman down there. So Galena gets it back. For Galena, Emma Morgan, along with Kaganik, Pearl Green, O'Rowan, and now Leopold, as Bolivar takes a break. Here's Kaganik in the lane. That ball hits the back iron but won't stay down. And Kaganik, just a very scary driver. She seems to get through any gap out there, and she's got the length, too. She was going to try a 14-foot free throw instead of a 15. So referee over there, Russ, getting it squared away for her. And here's a shot. Good for Adam. Now Kaganik. At the line for the second one. And also good on that one. Mentioned her Scammon Bay background, and boy, that well worth it, that's for sure. Here is Duarte. Comes back up top as they work to Newton, and Duarte goes weak side to Leilani. Brandl's shot rolls off the rim, won't go. Taken down there by Newman. Now out to Sadie Newton, three-pointer on the way. That one misses, and King Cove cold from the outside right now. Rebound handled there by Leopold. And now to Green. Leopold sets the screen. Green takes it and buries another three. That's got to be, she's got three that I have in the book, but I think she's got at least five for the game so far. The largest lead of the game has just doubled. The five now goes to 10. And that's Maddie down there in the corner. Gets two of them back. So for King Cove, they got to defend Green out there at the three-point line. And here's a shot blocked by Mack, but hustling for the rebound was Kaganik, and Green straight away can't get it. Duarte ahead of the pack to Newton, and then now to Mack for two. So quick, fast break there. Cuts the lead right to six. Back-to-back buckets and good defensive pressure on the last possession by the Hawks for the King Cove defense. And right back within six, make it eight as Green slips through a double team, scoops up a shot. Green and Mack so much alike in the way they play offensively. Well, all the way around, they're both great ball players. And for Mack, she'll try another three, and she gets it. So Mack's starting to warm up now from the outside, as just a tad late getting there was Emma Morgan. And here's Green again. Goes down the key, the kick out to Morgan, and Morgan gets a three. So the team's putting pressure on the inside, getting open looks on the outside, a 37-29 score. Here's Duarte will try one. That doesn't work. Rebound inside by Maddie. Gets it back to Sadie. Newton's shot won't drop. The rebound comes off to Adam. Kaganik will hold it up, as Coach Whiteman calls a timeout. So both coaches talking it over here with an eight-point lead at the halfway mark of this second quarter. Real critical time for both these ball clubs. Galena looking to try to push it to double digits for a halftime lead. And, of course, King Cove saying, how do we get right back and put the pressure on to be down single digits or less? So out of the timeout, it will be the Lady Hawks basketball in the backcourt. And the eight-point lead belongs to them. Five fouls on the King Cove girls, as three of those belong to Sadie Newton, unfortunately. And here's Green. Tries to get by Newman right there. As now Newton is going to pick up that one, I believe. Let's see. Sadie just picked up number four here in the first half. Ooh, man. That hurts the King Cove girls a lot as Rita comes in. Kazakin for Newton, and here's Green in the corner. Oh, she has been unbelievable in this first half. Another three for Pearl, and the defense right there with her. 40-29. The rookies' biggest deficit they've faced this year. And a timeout on the floor for King Cove. 3.5 minutes to go first half. an 11-point lead for Galena. So Pearl Green is saying, you know what, I'm taking this one over. And I've got her right now with just in this quarter 11 points. And when I did start getting to the book, she had 8 points already, or 8 points in the first quarter as I started taking the book. But that was halfway through the quarter, so they had 22 points in the first quarter. I'm sure she had a bunch of those as well, of those other 14 that I don't have accounted for. But, yeah, she has really shot the lights out here. A lot of oohs from the crowd when you see somebody shoot that well. And here's the ball off of King Cove, so this is going to go back to Galena with a 40-29 lead. Girls knew the competition was going to be tough. This is what they want, though, King Cove girls. As Kagane goes up for the shot, getting a piece of it was Leilani before then, and digging it out of there. Kazakin comes up with the basketball on the floor with Kagane and Emma Morgan right with her. Here's Mack. Back to Kazakin. Now back to Mack on the left side from Duarte as she posts it up. Duarte touch passes out to Raida. Her shot won't work. The rebound comes off to Maddie. Newman goes to Leilani Brandle and back to Mack out on the left wing. Morgan doesn't give her any room. Back to Mack again, and she's free. This one in the cylinder and pops out. That now is Alice Tinker that checked in, and she was the one defending Mack out there. Well, Kagane drops off to Green. Top of the key for Green. 2:18 on the clock. Still the 11-point lead. And Green will fire. Duarte had it briefly, but Cinco will lose it out of bounds. Duarte didn't get two hands on it. Kind of trailed away from her, so she tried to tap it back towards Brandle, and the boy just barely stayed in bounds. Comes inside to Kagane, posting up there, and hard to stop that long, lanky Adam Kagane, and she comes up with another two-pointer. And now the lead goes to 42-29 at the two-minute mark. Here's Rita, tries a three, can't get it, but there's Duarte with the rebound put back for two. Jalea puts it back to 11. Halftime coming up. Imagine this, halftime in a 1A, 3A girls game, and we've got a final score type of score right now. As there's a tip pass by Leilani. Brandle tips it right to Mack. Mack over to Maddie. Back to Mack as she goes down the right side. Duarte will take it up top. Now they got a reset here. And Maddie works her way through the double team. Kagane there to steal it, though. And Kagane still got it on the dribble. Maddie takes it away from her. Out of bounds, though, last touch by Newman. 1:17 on the clock, a 42-31 lead for the Lady Hawks of Galena. Into the game now, two for the Lady Hawks. Killingsworth, Shelby Killingsworth in there. As here is Green with it. Green drops it off there to Bolivar back in the game, too. Trying to go over the top of Brandle to Kagane, but a little bit too much on it. Kagane got a hand on it, but that was about it. If more of a floating pass, that might have worked. But again, the defense of King Cove could have collapsed too. So good try by both sides. Here's Rita, misses on the shot. Duarte gets the rebound and spinning it around to Mack and back up on top to Leilani Brandle. Brandle goes to Mack and over to Duarte. Pops into a three-pointer that doesn't. Finds the rim, but no more. And Newman with Green going after it. Last touch by Green. Back in the ball game for Galena will be Haley O'Rourke as it goes to Leilani. Now to Mack. Long three for Mack. Oh, man. And coming at her was Emma Morgan, but Mack hits her third three of the second quarter, and they needed that one. The rookies did. 42-34, an eight-point game. Green with it behind the back. She goes to the hoop. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes off, and Mack's got it. And there's going to be a foul on Killingsworth, I believe, the way the blockout was there. I think she took more than just a normal block, and it is on her first. Only the third team foul on Galena. They had two for all this since way back in the first quarter. Here is Newman with it. To Duarte. Back to Maddie. Maddie tries to go inside to Leilani. The ball tipped out of there, so it's going to stay a single-digit lead. Fortunate shot there. Mack cleans up the half with a three-pointer, and that 11-point lead back to eight. 42-34 after one half of play. Boy, it's been a beauty, folks. The rookies and the Lady Hawks from Galena, King Cove and Galena facing off here. Number two ranked team in 3A, Galena, and the number one ranked team and defending champion, King Cove rookies from 1A. As we'll be back with our halftime stats. Give me 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll see if I can pick up what I missed there.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, Falls Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough. The Newton family at Barefoot in Alaska in Cold Bay says, let's all gear up for another exciting season of boys and girls high school basketball. If you can, please attend as many games as possible. Our area kids appreciate seeing those friendly faces in the crowd. This reminder brought to you courtesy of Barefoot in Alaska, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP. Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future. The Newton family at Barefoot in Alaska in Cold Bay says, let's all gear up for another exciting season of boys and girls high school basketball. If you can, please attend as many games as possible. Our area kids appreciate seeing those friendly faces in the crowd. This reminder brought to you courtesy of Barefoot in Alaska, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
With the rookies from King Cove in a beauty here. Get this halftime score, folks, 42-34 at the half. Now, you're going to have, and these are teams that play some great defense, but they also got some shooters, both teams. And they've got some, I think the key, the swing player here, one of them, certainly Adam Kaganik. Kaganik able to drive to the hoop, has the length, and while she only has, I think, six points in the game. That's right. She had the free throws, too. So she ended up with 10, two free throws, and four field goals. But she has produced a lot of shots by drawing defenders to her double team. The rookies have to double team her whenever she gets dribble past that free throw line and starts heading to the hoop. So the long, lanky Kaganik really has been a key for Galena getting out to this 8-point lead, 42-34 at the half. I mean, most girls' games, a lot of times, I'm looking at that sort of as the final score, and we've only played half a ball game. Been super entertaining, folks. Real good teams up against it. The 1A King Cove rookies defending 1A state champs, and the Galena Lady Hawks hoping to maybe unthrone ACS this year, and they might. They go very deep. Coach David Whiteman has used a bunch of his players there. And scoring-wise, they've only had four score, but Good defense by everybody that's got in there. They've done well in moving the ball around. They find the shooter. So who are the shooters? We mentioned Kaganik has 10 for the Lady Hawks. 5 for Emma Morgan. She nailed a nice three-pointer there in the second quarter. And then 2 points for Shelby Killingsworth back in the first quarter. So they'll see. That's 7-17. Well, I wonder where most of those other points went. Oh, they've got 42 and 17 from three players and then 25 from Pearl Green in the first half. 25. And her counterpart on the King Cove side, very much the same way, Elena Mack, I think last night against Kenai. She ended up with 40 overall, but she had 17, I think, at half. She might have 42. 17 and 23, I think it was. So anyway, these girls can shoot the basketball in particular. Pearl Green for Galena and Elena Mack for King Cove. Let's look at King Cove then. Speaking of Elena's team there, as Jalea Duarte did not score in the first quarter. She doesn't often score a lot, though. She scores in little bunches. She did get 4 in the second quarter. She does a lot of good work on the floor, though. Leilani Brandle had 2 in the first half. And then with 4 points, Maddie Newman and Sadie Newton picked up 2 quick fouls, then played well, didn't pick up her third for quite a while, but in the second quarter ended up at the 3-minute mark or so, picked up her 4th, and that was just really hurt for King Cove, as she's such a key player, one of their 3 seniors that make up this defending state championship squad from 1A. She had 6 points in the first half and all in the first quarter before she went to the bench. That leaves Elena Mack making up the rest there, and she's got 18 in the first half. So, again, these two scores, Mack and Green, going at it, but it's Green's club that's on top, 42-34 at the halftime. We're going to take about a 3.5-minute break here, and we'll be back for second half action. It's Galena, Lady Hawks, 42, the King Cove Rookies, 34.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians East Borough for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians East Borough. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region. This program is brought to you by Aleutian Services, a proud sponsor of community radio and its listeners across the Aleutians East Borough.
The programming that you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio.
To get started when I'm driving, turning it. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for Aleutians West, Census Area County, Alaska, effective until Saturday at 9 a.m. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 9 p.m. AKST this evening. Blizzard warning in effect from 6 p.m. Friday to 5 a.m. AKST Saturday. What? Blizzard warning. Blizzard conditions expected. Winds gusting as high as 55 miles per hour combined with snow will reduce visibilities to less than 1/4 mile. Winter weather advisory. Blowing snow will continue. Winds gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour with snow will continue to bring visibilities down to a half mile or less. Where? For Bluff Islands. 1. Blizzard warning from 6 p.m. Friday to 5 a.m. AKST Saturday. Winter weather advisory until 9 p.m. AKST this evening. Impacts. Significantly reduced visibility will make for dangerous travel conditions. Precautionary/preparedness actions. A blizzard warning means severe winter weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are likely. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel very hazardous. If you must travel, have a winter survival kit with you. Slow down and use caution while traveling.
Here's Pearl Green to try to get that started, and does. Mack got out there, but a little late. Pearl with another three-pointer. And some pressure by the Lady Hawks in the backcourt. Mack breaks it with the pass from Duarte. Work it down the right side. Now Duarte down the lane. Gets the bucket and one. What a shot by Jalea. Three defenders around her, and Duarte slices through, gets the two-pointer, and has one shot to go here from the free-throw line. Could tighten it back up here to a six-point game, and does, 45-39. Duarte with seven in the game. For Galena, here comes Leopold. Still keeps the dribble. Good job to get by Newman over there. As Newman, remember, four fouls. And Kagani's going to try the long one. Here's O'Rowan, bats that ball back into play, but got a foot on the line. Our score, 45-39, still in the first minute of the second half, as Kagonik steals or knocks down the pass from Brandle. Brandle tried to throw over the top, and it ends up being Galena basketball. Brandle's got to fake that up there and then drop it off the other way, and Kagonik winning that turnover. For Galena, watch out. Pearl left just enough room. This one misses, though, and into the hands of Mack off the rebound. Galena switches hands, goes inside. Eurostep and scoops it up and in for two. Mack, first points in the second half. She has 20. It's a four-point game now for Galena on top, 45-41. Here's Green, thinks about it, now goes over to Leopold. Coming up top over here, excuse me, that was Leopold. Coming up top was Morgan to take the pass, but Green switches with her. Now Morgan, the screen, sets up Green. She backs out, and Duarte follows her, rightly so, as here's Kagonik down low. First shot misses, gets her own rebound, comes up short, and Duarte sneaks in there to grab the rebound. Nobody brought Jalea out, so she had an easy one there. Here's Leilani, open for three, short on that shot. Ball tipped around, and coming out of there with it was Emma Morgan. Morgan, good alert hands there to just keep that ball under control and get out of there with that. Rookies were surrounding it, but didn't get it. Here's Kagani, gets around Duarte somehow, then gets the shot up but can't make it. And Duarte and Kagani having quite a battle there underneath. Duarte comes away with it, gets it over to Mack. Mack's runner down the right side won't work. Green runs out, and Green's got it, maybe. Had to try to save it. That was a long pass from Leopold. As here comes Mack. Three-pointer bounces on the front iron and then into the hands of Morgan. Morgan to Kagonik. Kagonik across the timeline with Newman chasing. And now to Leopold, working the right side, gets the screen from Kagani, tries to pass back to her, and she collects it. Inside, banks in as on a leaner off the glass for two, Adam Kagani. Big bucket there for the Lady Hawks. As this pass, ooh, Morgan was going to pick that off. Newman mishandled it, and Morgan ended up with it. Green tries to save back, but Kagani right there trying to do the same thing. Boy, this team with Adam Kagani on there and the way, and just having so many girls to play, too, Kagani really makes a difference for them. As there's a tip pass there by Bolivar, and right to Green it goes. Pearl step back, thinks about it, and instead goes over in the corner, and Morgan's shot is blocked there by Mack. Sadie Newton will have it. Over to Mack. Just gets by Morgan, and Mack with a little runner left side is good for two. So Mack makes it a four-point game again at 47-43, and almost the halfway mark of this third quarter. Here comes Green. Slips a pass down to O'Rowan. What a shot. What a pass. O'Rowan right there ready for it and gets the two-pointer. Haley, her first points in the game. She brings some good height out there. As here's Sadie Newman. Now to Duarte, tripped up by O'Rowan as she drives to the left side. So O'Rowan will pick up the foul there. As KSDP? Shouldn't be. Yeah. As here is the rookies with it still in play in their forecourt. This will be Newman to inbound it. 49-43 score. As Duarte back to Mack. Gets the look there, but won't get it. Green with the rebound. And that pass tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Duarte. So at Green to take it out of bounds over there in the corner, and Green finds Kagani. Now the shot by Green misses, and the rebound to Newman, or Newton rather, as Sadie got it to Mack. Elena still has it. Elena trying to back down Green. Finds Leilani in the corner, and Brandle passes back out to Sadie. There's Duarte. High posting, and Duarte, working on Killingsworth, will pick up the foul on Shelby. She'll go to the line for two. So Duarte liked that matchup and said, I'm taking her to the hole. As a 49-43 score will stay that. And Duarte with one more coming up. Can cut it to five with this one, and this on the way, good, 1-2. 49-44, 3:14 to go third quarter here. As Pearl Green has it, now to Leopold, or Emma Morgan, huh? And back to Green on the left side. She's got Bolivar down the left, and to Morgan once again, and they're just taking their time, burning some clock here, but setting things up. They want to get an easy bucket here if they can get the defense extended one direction or come from the weak side. And there's Green sneaking out into the corner. Watch out. Kagani gets it inside. Thought she was going to go baseline with the pass. Kagani on the floor takes it away. And out to Green it goes. Green's going to, oh, almost, but Mack steps in front, takes a shot away, and then Kagani and Duarte battling there, and Duarte touched it last. 49-44. And with 2:27 on the clock, 5-point lead, and Galena has it back again. Inside, Kagani leans in and gets that one to go. Kagani, great body control, 14 points in the game for her. Last two buckets by her for the Lady Hawks. Here's Sadie. Sadie hits a three for the King Cove rookies as Newton, first point since the first quarter. She sat out much of the second. And 51-47. And Mack with some good defense there. Green had the turnover as the ball rolled into the backcourt, and she knew she tried to control it, and it was probably going to get called. Mack knew it too. That she had got just the right tip there, no possession change. Off the dribble and the turnover will bring a timeout for Galena, as we've got ourselves a four-point ball game at 51-47. Now, foul trouble this half right now. Galena has three team fouls and none for King Cove so far. Remember, though, Sadie Newman, or Newton, playing with four fouls, and she has one more. She's done. She just hit the three-pointer to pull them within four. So for King Cove, one of their key seniors, they have a trio of them there in Newton, Mack, and Duarte. All three girls have played in the state tournament since they were freshmen, and it's a good bunch, that's for sure. But those three, critical for this King Cove team, and Newton with four fouls, just one away from being out. So that's going to be something Galena will look at probably to when they have the opportunity, attacker on the defensive side. Newton to inbound with Mack at the half-court area. Mack goes high post to Duarte. Leilani sets up in the corner. Now back to Duarte, puts the ball on the floor. It's going to be off the leg of Kaganik. So this will be Newton to inbound. Mack comes out to get the ball as guarding her there was Leopold. Zoned by Galena. Coming out now, Morgan on Mack. It'll take some time off the clock, too, to get what exactly Coach Gary Lamar wants on this. He even told Duarte, I don't want that shot there. And here's the pass inside. Newman thought Mack was to cut through, and she didn't. And that pass went right to the Galena defense. And here's Green. Can't stop that on the baseline. And Pearl gets an easy two off the turnover. So back it goes to six. 1:18 to go here, and Green picks up the foul. So Pearl with just her first foul of the game. Both she and Mack are very good that way. They do not get in foul trouble, it seems like. And here is Maddie. Three-pointer for Maddie Newman. Boy, Maddie made up for the turnover right away with that one. 53-50. Back within three. Closest King Cove has been since back in that second quarter before Newton went out. And here's the tip rebound from Mack, comes out to Newman, back to Mack and to Duarte. Step up, three-pointer straight away, no. Mack chases the rebound down and has it as she beats Morgan to it. Then open from the wing. Elena Mack has just tied this ball game. Mack's three-pointer and 25 in the game for her right now. As Green hands off to Kaganik at the other end. Here's Morgan's shot. This three won't go, and Brandel trying to battle with Killingsworth, knocked out by a Shelby. We are tied at 53 with 20 seconds on the clock, setting up for a fourth quarter that, boy, you would have to figure, even though one team had got out to a double-digit lead, here we are. Ready to go in tied, perhaps, at the fourth quarter, or maybe King Cole winding this clock down might end up with the lead. And here's Newton to try it. Her shot just off the mark. Green comes up with it. Not much time, and Mack gets a piece of it. That's the end of the third quarter. We're back to 0-0, folks. 53 all after three quarters of play. The number one team in 1A and the number two team in 3A. Just going at it. What a ball game. Back in 60 seconds on your favorite radio stations.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sand Point, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sand Point Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sand Point, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we're ready for the fourth quarter here, folks. Are you too? Because it's 53-all as we go into the fourth quarter. King Cove makes up all 8 points at the halftime lead that Galena had, 42-34. And they tie it up at 53. And here's a steal in there. That was Leopold trying to work against Sadie Newton. And Newton steals the basketball, gets it to Duarte. She's fouled by Kaganik. And for Galena, that's their 15th foul again. King Cove has yet to foul in the half. And Kaganik now picks up number three. That's that kind of gyro spot for fouls, because you don't want to get your fourth anytime soon. And when you do, then it's a different kind of ball game. Kaganik, though, has pretty much played the whole game, I think, as Duarte puts King Cove on top for the first time since back in the first quarter. Then misses on the second. Mack comes away with the rebound. Mack, three-pointer, in and out. And Pearl Green gets this rebound. Duarte covers it up immediately. Keep her in the backcourt. She'll bring it up on the dribble. Mack has her. So Duarte's 1-2 from the line, gives King Cove a one-point lead. And again, we say that's first lead since back in the first quarter. And over the top there, O'Rowan knocks that ball right to Duarte over the back of Brandle. She didn't jump. O'Rowan did, so really no foul. But ended up King Cove basketball. And here's the Euro step and the looping one-hander by Elena Mack, and she has two more. Now King Cove on top by three for Galena. Lots of time in this ball game, just past the seven-minute mark. On the drive, though, the ball taken away there from Bolivar by Newton, and Mack has it. Newton playing with four fouls, is playing like a girl possessed out there defensively. Here's Mack. Step back, Elena Mack. Three-pointer. Oh, baby. Mack puts King Cove on top by six. Yes, that's right, 59-53. Green's going to make short work of that and spins inside for two. Green says, wait a second. Pearl has been unstoppable most of this game, and she just shows why. Mack comes back with another three. And it's O'Rowan out there with the hand up, but Mack, feeling it, hits it, and here comes Green again. Green gets it and counts the basket. Pushed by Mack as she flips that ball up, and Pearl goes to the line for a three-point play. Both stars showing their stuff here. My goodness. Mack picks up her second, I believe, on that. And the first team foul. Timeout on the floor. Rookies and the Lady Hawks, and it is a beauty. 62-55 score right now. King Cove on top. as we were tied at 53 going into that fourth quarter. And then it was the rookies scoring the first 6 points. Green came back and got a two. Then a three from Mack again, a two now from Green, and a possible three-point play. As Galena only put up 11 points in that third quarter, leading 42-34 at the half, and it was 19 for the rookies from King Cove. So a good job by the rookies coming out of the halftime and getting right back into this ball game, holding Galena to 11 while scoring 19 of their own. That was critical. So at the line, Pro Green for one more. This will be the completion of the three-point play, a 62-57 game, 62-58 game. Four-point lead for King Cove. They have the basketball in the hands of Elena. Mack, one hands it over to Sadie Newton. Newton goes high post, way high post to Duarte. And now Leilani. Brandel will drive inside, puts it off the glass, rolls off the rim and out to Maddie Newman. Her shot won't go. Ball tipped around. There's Green to grab it. As both Brandel and Mack had a shot at it, neither one got it. Green there to snatch it up. Pearl works the left side. Mack in front of her. Screen comes from Kaganik. Frees up Pearl, and she hits a three. It's a banker. As Green makes it a one-point ball game, 62-61, King Cove by one. Now we're back to the way the first quarter went. Each team led by one and three, I think. Duarte has to go to the floor to save it. Newman drives baseline, gets it back to Jalea. Jalea setting up at high post as Newton backs it out. Sadie hands off to Mack. Comes back to Newton, left side. Looking into the high post, Duarte has it. There's Mack, open, three, good. Elena Mack, once again, her third one in the fourth quarter, and a four-point lead for King Cove, 65-61. Guess who has the ball for Galena? Pearl Green. She's going to try to get Mack to drop off her. Got the left-handed dribble, now backs out again as Duarte picks her up. Trying to slip a pass out of there, Duarte from behind knocks it away. Here comes Newton back the other way. Sadie off the glass for two. And so King Cove opens up the lead again. Timeout for Coach David Whiteman and Galena. A six-point lead, 67-61. So the rookies coming up on the halfway point of this fourth quarter have taken the lead here after tying the game at the end of the third quarter, have come out and taken the lead here in the fourth all the way out to 6 point, 67-61 lead. Almost the halfway mark of this fourth period. What a ball game by these two clubs. We talk about, the best teams in the state sometimes when you talk about these two teams. You could discount, well, not discount, but you could say, okay, yeah, there are some good 4A teams, but both these teams on the court could beat a bunch of those 4A teams. They would have their troubles with the Diamond, likely with Wasilla and Colony's good this year. But there is some parity at 4A, and it would be interesting sometimes to do that, do the matchups. Here comes Kagani, gets the inbound pass, takes it all the way to the hole, getting a piece of it as she goes up for the shot. Was Brandel, and just enough to make the miss. Brandel rolls to the floor. She gets it out of there. Mack has it for King Cove. The 1A rookie on top by six. Duarte comes out to help Mack. Now to Newton. Sadie with Mack up top. Under 4 minutes to go here. And Newton's pass tip there. Well, Rowan gets it. Now Newton gets it back. Gets it to Leilani and Brandel. Tied up immediately by O'Rowan. Push on O'Rowan. O'Rowan picks up her second. Haley makes it the sixth team foul, only one on King Cove again. 67-61 it stays, and also it stays King Cove possession. 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Duarte will take a dribble to free herself. Over to Leilani, Brandel's three. long, yeah, three, but maybe a long two. I didn't see the referee under to call it. And Brandel makes it a 9-point game, biggest lead, but it's cut to seven as Morgan at the other end banks it in off the glass. Brandel with her first three. She's had some looks out there. That one counts big, 70-63. 7-point lead for the rookies, 3:08 to go in the fourth. Scalina seemingly having control of this game through at the end of the first quarter, start to exert the muscle, it seemed like, of being the 3A school and having more players that they could put in there. And Newton's foul trouble, Sadie Newton, the senior, 4 fouls in the first half. She had to go sit in that second quarter. She already had 3 in the first quarter, kept playing, and made it a couple minutes into the fourth, but there was King Cove looking up at that scoreboard and find themselves down 22-17 after one quarter, then by 8, and at times by 11 and 12 in that second quarter, but came back to close the gap. A 3-pointer from Elena Mack got that 11-point lead down to 8 at the half, 42-34, and here they lead by 7. Here's Mack into the lane. Off the glass, shot won't go, but Mack will shoot 2. Morgan with the foul came up. Still moving towards no, they said foul on Pearl instead. Pearl there to help out. I thought Green was okay, and it was Morgan that got it. Here's Mack. First free throw good for Elena. Elena now with 12 in the quarter. 71-63. She alone this quarter has outscored Galena. Make it 13 in the quarter, 10 for the Lady Hawks. And here comes Pearl to try to answer. They are now down by 9 again. Pearl makes it a 6-point game. Green comes up, just measures where she wants to shoot from, and pops it in. Defense didn't matter. And now Elena gets the screen from Duarte, goes on the right side of the key, and fouled there by Morgan this time, for sure, as Morgan, now the 8th team foul, sends Mack to the line for 2 more. So Elena could put it back to 8 as the first one good. One more coming up for Mack. And poor Elena, 14 in the quarter, and makes them both 15 in the quarter. She's approaching that 40-point mark again, 74-66. 8-point lead, 2:36 on the clock. Here's Green, gets it to Kaganik. Kaganik trying to drive on Duarte, does get by her with a hesitation, puts up the shot and got it for 2. So Adam gets her 4 first points in the quarter as this ball out of bounds, pressure by Galena, 2:26 on the clock. Down by 6, they get it into Mack. Mack keeps the dribble. 18 fouls on Galena, so any foul puts the rookies at the line. And here's the roll there by Duarte, and she scores in. Green again with a foul. Duarte rolls that one in with her upper body strength as Mack and she do the high roll pick. And roll, and the high pick and roll there is she rolled just beautifully there. That ball right to her, and Green did everything she could to stop that shot. 3-point play try for Duarte, good. She hits a free throw as well. King Cove has only missed 2 free throw shots in this ball game. 77-68, a 9-point game. And here's Green way out there for 3. As she shoots over Mack, but the rebound comes off to Newton. And then now here's Kaganik stealing the outlet pass, gets it to Green in the corner, back to Adam. Adam goes around Duarte, banks it in over Newton. And Kaganik, another basket, gets it back to 77-70. 1:40 on the clock, lots to make up, and the clock in the favor. Coach Gary Lamar, referee thought he called timeout. He was calling, I think, five out. one of their offensive schemes they wanted to run, and instead the rookies have to throw it in bounds again. This time they turn it over. So with 1:36 on the clock, a little bit of a gift for the Lady Hawks. Here's Kaganik with it. Inbounded by Green, right to Adam. Count the bucket, and she's fouled. Adam with the post up. The foul's going to be on Duarte. And Kaganik, six straight points, maybe seven if she hits a free throw here. Duarte with the second team foul here in this second half. Nine on Galena, two on King Cove. Here's Kaganik's shot. Nothing but net. Players come up big in big games, and boy, have they all done it here for each team. Here comes Sadie. Fires a pass down to Newman, and Maddie loses a handle. Heard all the footsteps, and 1:23 on the clock. They only use up about 8 seconds as a 77-73 ball game here. Green with it. Green, oh, had the spot. Finds Kaganik instead. She backed up and could have shot the two or the three. Went for the two with Kaganik. And it's a two-point ball game. Here's Elena back the other way. Beats everybody. Green hustling down there, but not in time. And Mac gets two more. Four-point lead, 79-75, under a minute to go. Here's Kaganik with it on the outside. To Green, logo shot. Travel call. She made it. Doesn't count. Travel with the bounce step. And that was a solid 10 feet back of the three-point line, and she swished. 79-75. King Cove by four. 53 seconds on the clock. That was the last time this game was tied at 53 before we went into this fourth quarter. What a ball game. This has been a beauty. You couldn't ask for anything better than what these girls have done today. Now, remember the team foul situation, too. So nine team fouls on Galena, next one in the double bonus. But for King Cove, they only have two fouls. So if for some reason at some point they had to foul to slow the game down, they'd have to come up with five quick fouls to do that. And with this amount of time, Coach Gary Lamar says, I don't even want to think about that possibility, Carl. And for Coach David Whiteman, he's over there saying, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to put pressure on and get this back to a two-point ball game and then tie it up. We're in that position. So here we go. It'll be King Cove basketball. About three-quarters court, full-court pressure by the Lady Hawks. Comes back to Sadie Newton from Brandle, and Sadie keeps the handle on it. Now to Mack. Back to Sadie again, to Mack. They are going to stall some time, and Mack switches dribbles, goes to Duarte. Back to Sadie. The three seniors are going to handle, and Newton fouled there by Morgan. Got to do it, Nema fouls, because you got to stop that clock. 37 seconds on the clock. Morgan picks up her second. And to the line, senior Sadie Newton. Newton with 11 in the ball game. First one on the way, swish. So an 80-75 score. Still a two-possession game, even if she makes this one. And she does. So a six-point lead back to 81-75, 36 seconds on the clock and counting. Here comes Green. Gets free from a screen and buries a three-pointer. Green cuts it in half with that one. Now in the backcourt, Green has Mack back there, fouled by Green. 24 seconds on the clock, 23.8 to be exact. As Mack will go to the line for two, Green picks up her third. Doesn't matter, double bonus from here on out anyway. Kagani Green with three apiece. Mack, first free throw good. And one more for Elena. The senior with 10, 17 points in the quarter, 18 points in the quarter. So here comes Green trying to get another three up there. And she gets the screen again, hoists it, comes up short. O'Rowan underneath, and fouled by Brandle from behind, I believe. O'Rowan gets the two on the putback, 14-second mark, count the basket. And Brandle, from behind, trying to make a play on it, picks up her first foul, team's third. So O'Rowan at the line for a three-point play try, and her biggest one probably in her career. Here it comes, rims around and out, Mack with the rebound. Mack double-teamed in there by Kaganik and Green. A timeout for Coach Lamar. 10 seconds on the clock, an 83-80 score. 83-80 in this girls' ball game here as the King Cove girls lead by three. What a game this has been. Talk about heavyweights going at it. And King Cove on the verge here, but again, a three-pointer separates them right now. And you've got, of course, two of the best three-pointers in the state, the three-point shooters in the state, in Elena Mack and for Galena, Pearl Green. And both of them have put up tremendous numbers today. Let's see, Mack has had three three-pointers in the fourth quarter to go with four in the first half, four in the second half. She's got eight for the game. Pearl has hit five back in the first half and four here in the second half. She has nine. Wow. This is amazing basketball by these teams. What a matchup, too. And both teams came in with, you know, knowing we all knew that Green and Mack are going to have big games no matter what. But what are the other players, what are those other teammates going to be doing? And everybody has elevated their game for both teams here. As at the line, Mack will have two shots. Mack, first one, good. Makes it a two-possession game again. And one more coming up. This one on the way, also good. 20 points in the fourth quarter by Elena Mack. That's a ball game. That's a good ball game. And Mack doing it in 8 minutes of play. Fantastic. Well, I'm gonna give Chris Perk a really hard time about this. No, he already has heard it. As you know, we talked about these two teams should match up on a Friday night or a Saturday night. But what a beauty this has been for the people that have come to watch two of the best teams in the state, bar none, any level. The 1A defending state champion rookies leading 85-80 with 10 seconds to go over the number two ranked Galena Ladyhawks. And who's number one? ACS, Anchorage Christian School. And I'd say they are probably hands down the best team in the state. They go deep. They've got big girls. They handle the ball well. We've seen them. And, you know, a lot of 4A teams don't even want to play them this year. 4A, good parity there, but they got some good teams, too. Still, these two teams right here, right with them. There we go. Green got to inbound it and does to Kaganik. Hands off to her. Kaganik's got full court to go. Back it goes to Green. Logo three-pointer on the way. Comes up just short. Underneath O'Rowan gets the two. No foul, though, and that's going to be the ball game. The King Cove rookies come from eight down at the half and win it 85-82, the final. What a game, folks. Well, we're going to take a 60-second timeout here. I'll add up the totals and we'll come back to wrap up this wonderful ball game by both clubs. Galena Lady Hawks come up second in this one. 82 points for the Lady Hawks, 85 for the King Cove Rookies. They're victorious in this slugfest between two of the best teams in the state. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our post-game wrap-up, and get ready for the boys' game coming up about 15 minutes away.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Kell Alaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KSDP. R&D Marine Design is operated by David Wilmont and offers solutions for secure skiff tracking, satellite communications, autopilot. It's
been one of the best girls' basketball games I think I have ever watched. Wow. Both teams relying on the people they need to score the points. And you are not going to believe this. So the rookies, all five of their scorers score all their points. Raida Kazakin, the junior, was the only one to get minutes in there off the bench. They have Kayla Carver also and Jalen Brandle, but neither one got minutes on the floor. This one just too tight. The deeper Galena team had quite a few other players play, but the scoring only from five players as well, and a couple of those off the bench too. As coming off the bench, Haley O'Rowan started. That's right. Anyway, their team playing nine girls there, and five of them score. The girls got 2 points for the Lady Hawks, 2 points from Shelby Killingsworth, and Haley O'Rowan put in four for Emma Morgan, or actually, O'Rowan, I take that back, she put in six. She had that the bucket at the end to make the score 85-82 as Green trying to hit the three on a design play and couldn't, but O'Rowan there to get the rebound and hope time was still on there for a chance for a steal. But O'Rowan then with six, with seven, Emma Morgan, and then double-figure scoring from Adam Kaganik and Pearl Green. Adam had 23 points. A fantastic game by Kaganik, the junior. And the senior Pearl Green leading the way with 44 points. 44 of the 82 points by Pearl. Remember, she had 9 3-pointers in the ball game as well. Fantastic game. And then on the other side, the King Cove rookies, Coach Gary Lamar's club, got their scoring from their five senior or from their five starters, and the three seniors led the way in double figure scoring. The junior Leilani Brandle and the sophomore Maddie Newman had 7 points apiece. Then it went 12 points for Jalea Duarte. Duarte hitting five of her 7 free throws. And then senior Sadie Newman, 4 for 4 from the line, as she had 13, despite having 4 fouls since the second quarter. She never fouled again and was a critical player down the stretch. Elena Mack, she had one more than Pearl Green. She had 45 points, including 8 3-pointers. And in the fourth quarter alone, 20 of those points coming there with an 8-for-8 effort from the line in free throws, all in the fourth quarter. She nailed every shot down the stretch from the free throw line. So Mac wins the battle of the two shooters here, 45-44, as Green with 44, Mac with 45, and it's Mac's team, the rookies, winning it. 85-82, again, folks, just a fantastic game to watch. And I hope you enjoyed listening in to both teams, a great ball game by both teams. Wow. Well, I'll remember that one when I'm in the rest home. Oh, man. So we got the boys coming up, and it's going to be tough to say, how do you top that? You don't. That was as good as it gets. As this will be King Cove playing Galena as well on the boys' side, though. And the scrappy King Cove kids will have their hands full with the much taller, lankier Galena boys, but they know that the King Cove T-Jacks play a really good brand of defense there, and they're starting to get their offense flowing too, so we should have a good one here. Coming up 10 and a half minutes away, we'll be with that one. So we will take a break, be back for the boys' game, Galena and King Cove, starting in 10 and a half minutes.